Stand up. Somebody expecting? No. Oh, somebody pointed over there, and I was like, yay. Well, whether anyone is physically expecting or not, we're going to talk a little bit about expecting today. I was told once by an Israeli believer that in Jewish understanding of the word and human biology, a woman has no seed. The man has the seed. The woman is like the earth. The earth will grow whatever kind of seed is planted in it, as long as the seed remains planted and receives sunlight and water, a seed will grow in the earth. A couple of weeks ago, we had a speaker from Chosen People Ministries named Jason Rose, and he referenced Genesis 3:15 as the first prophecy of Scripture. It's also a messianic prophecy. It was also spoken by Adonai himself. And who did he say it to? Satan, the serpent. He said, I will put animosity, or enmity, some translations say, between you and the woman, between your descendant and her descendant. He will bruise your head and you will bruise his heel. Wow, that's tough to have up my whole talk. Whoa. I like the translation that says, oh, love it. I like the translation that says, I'll put enmity between your seed, Satan, and her seed. Her seed will crush your head. Hallelujah. Now, Adam had authority in the garden. And it was Adam's name that God called when he came looking for them when they hid, when they started the first congregation of the fig leaves. He didn't call for Eve, he called Adam. So why didn't God say his seed, Adam's seed, will crush your head? Why the woman? I think I have the answer in 1 Corinthians 1:27, where it says that God chooses what the world considers weak in order to shame the strong. And if Satan weaseled his way into paradise through the weaker vessel, which is just like our enemy, he who sits in the heavens would laugh at the enemy through her. In the parable of the sower, Yeshua tells his Talmidim and tells us that the seed is the word of Adonai. So let's look at some women who received that seed. There are many mighty women of God in Scripture, but we're only going to touch on five of them, and they may not be the ones you expect. We're going to look at Deborah. Deborah was a judge and a prophetess. She was also a songwriter. She had a one-hit wonder in Judges 5:7. It's an awesome song, but she declared one of the lines in that. She said, the rulers ceased in Yisrael. They ceased until you arose, Deborah, arose a mother in Yisrael. She knew she was a mother, but she wasn't referencing her biological children, though she was married. She knew she was a mother in Yisrael because she received the word of the Lord that it was time to defeat the Canaanites. They had 9,000, I think it was 9,000 iron chariots. Barak defeated the Canaanites with Deborah by his side. But God wasn't done laughing at the enemy. He used the hand of Jael to give Sisera, the commander of the Canaanite army, a cup of milk and a nappy time before she drove a tent peg through his skull. In the book of Ruth, Satan thinks he has defeated a family by killing all the male descendants and leaving two weak and childless widows no way to be restored to the land of Israel. But he who sits in the heavens laughs as Obed is birthed through Ruth and the miracle of Messiah redeeming Israel and the nations is foretold again. And the people declared to Naomi, your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him. If we correlate the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, with the feminine part of the Echad, one can almost hear the Father and the Son in the book of Ruth saying, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Hannah received the seed of the word through Eli's mouth as she cried out to God for a child. She contended for life, and she knew the meaning of Rosh Kodesh because she gave her first fruits back to God. And her descendant, Samuel, became a mighty prophet who anointed kings and beheaded other kings, and whose words never fell to the ground. Hannah laughs. Hannah had a song too. They call it a prayer, but I think she sang it. And one of the lines in her song declares, my heart exults in Adonai. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I can gloat over my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. In Luke 1, again, Adonai, Adonai Tzevaot, keeps his mamas at the center of his redemption, pointing back to the promise in the garden that one would crush Satan's head. And I love how Gabriel greeted Miriam in the CJB. He says, Shalom, favored lady. Neat translation. Adonai is with you. Blessed are you, favored one. And she's a little scared. No worries. This is, you can tell it's my translation. No worries, says Gabriel. You have found great favor. You're going to become pregnant. You're going to have a son who will sit on the throne of his father David, and he'll be called the son of Ha-Elyon. No tall order, huh? Now, Miriam only had one little tiny question from her biology class. And he patiently answers her, the Ruach HaKodesh, the power of the highest, will come upon you. In the CJB, her response to him says, I am the servant of Adonai. May it happen to me as you have said. There must have been a little difference between her question and Zechariah's, because she wasn't struck dumb. But she immediately goes to see her cousin Elizabeth, who is pregnant with another miracle child. And when she comes near Elizabeth, the Ruach falls on both these pregnant women, and they begin declaring wonders. Elizabeth says to her, blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told to her from the Lord. Oh, we're still on Hannah. Sorry. Miriam, yeah, go to the next. See if there's another picture in there. I asked Mordecai to put in any great pictures he had, and he does a great job. Is there another one after that? Ah, Eve, yeah. Miriam, go to the next one. Is that it? Oh, Elizabeth and Miriam, there we are. So, Miriam declares that she is blessed. Elizabeth agrees and calls her blessed among women. But why is she blessed? Because she believed. She was like the earth. She received the word. She said yes to the seed, and it bore fruit. All of these women took hold of God's word and did mighty things. Some of them in very simple ways, like Ruth just doing the next right thing in front of her, like picking wheat. But she fulfilled God's plan. Today I felt like I needed to bring an encouraging word, not just to the mamas, but to all the ladies, and maybe to all of us. Whatever you're believing Abba for today, for children or grandchildren, for people you love to return to his heart, for the next generation, whether you have physical children or not, however weak you may feel today or most days, guard your mama heart and don't let Satan steal the seed that's growing inside of you. Though we are weak, Adonai delights to accomplish his victory through us. He seems to enjoy laughing at the enemy through weaker vessels like you and like me. It's the 35th day of counting the Omer. and his Talmidim were waiting for the 50th day, waiting for power from on high. So now I ask the question again. How many of you are expecting? Amen. I was wanting to close with Miriam's words. I took out the verse that says, all generations will call me blessed, because I don't think we can say that part. But we can say the rest of her song. And I think sometimes we avoid it too much. Listen to what the Ruach had Miriam, who was carrying our Redeemer in her womb. Listen to what she cried as we read it with her. Read it with me. My soul magnifies Adonai, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. The Mighty One has done great things for me. Indeed, his name is holy, and in every generation he has mercy on those who fear him. Next one. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm, routed the secretly proud, brought down rulers from their thrones, raised up the humble, filled the hungry with good things, but sent the rich away empty. He has taken the part of his servant Yisrael, mindful of the mercy which he promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed forever. Happy Mother's Day.